wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality.
Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What up, big wigs? Welcome back to another episode. Listen, we've got a lot to catch up on, but we're here. Healthy in studio.
We're here. We're good. You know, it's been I feel like I've lived a life since last week, honestly.
I have rebirthed myself. Like, I don't even remember being in New York. That's how long this week has felt. I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got a lot.
You were in Miami sending me photos from Pura Vida. I'm like, how bad can life be?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Okay, I took out the 5 moments of joy that I experienced
and texted me, and I was like, oh, Pura Vida, and it was like empty too, and I was so excited to see that. I was like, oh my god, you own it. Did you buy a Pura Vida?
Did you buy it? Because I've never seen it empty. We'll get into it. It's Dre. It's Anna.
Sorry, I totally interrupted our intro. Hi, guys.
I was like rolling here. Right? Just kidding. No. I'm just happy that we're actually in studio because I didn't think. Guys, the way that the pandemic, the flu, the influenza.
The flu is out there, guys. Everyone,
be careful. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Do you mask on a plane?
No.
Oh, I like can't fly now without one. I
can't
love
breathe
it.
In a mask.
I feel like no one sees me, hears me, touches me, is near me. As soon as I hear a sneeze on a plane, I'm like, that's it.
I think the quite opposite. I think it brings attention to people because they go, she must be infected as hell.
Oh, well then that's fine. I don't care. I love it. I make Jared, we both mask every plane.
Of course you do. I mean, Jared, was he just going to sit next to you and not wear a mask?
Well, let me tell you this. I did not mask last week on the Amtrak and I got the flu really hard last week. So
you did.
Last time I do that.
You did.
I don't know if it's from then, but I was so sick and I had a 5-show weekend and I had to cancel 2, yeah. Which is honestly not bad. 2 out of 5.
That's why when you came in here, I go, good for you. You only had to skip like one day, but it still is a big hit though.
I cried all of Friday.
Oh,
I was so sick and I cried all. I to get in touch with my doctor, there's like an online system and I usually like send a note or whatever. Or like, you know, it's like through email. She gets it. And I wasn't hearing back and it was like hours were going by. And my brain thought if she gets me the medication, because we had talked on Thursday and she was like, test yourself, whatever. And she's like, if you get the medication, like my brain thought I'll be fine to do my shows Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm rocking 101 fever, you know, sitting there. You're, like my cheeks look like I'm Santa's elf. You know what I mean? Like
a little rosy cheeks there. You feel a little sick.
I was not well.
Trying to look at life half full though, glass half full.
And it's like 3 p.m. and I'm crying and I'm like, I have to make the call soon. You know, I'm supposed to sing tonight and I sound bad, whatever. And finally she like calls in the prescription. So I get it. But, you know, that doesn't work in an hour. You know what I mean? So I had to make the call. But
I had to make the call.
I did. I had to make the text, actually, which was stressful, being like, I'm sorry, I am to miss. And like, I just told Dre, like my band leader, who I sing with this band. And he was like, oh, boy. OK. And I was like,
when you get that response. That's I'm not like, looking for an old boy.
Yeah. It's like sitting on your hands all day, like debating if you text, if you text, and then you get an oh, boy. Okay. I was like, oh no,
this is not what I needed.
But anyway,
but you persisted.
I rested. I fell asleep. I slept for like 13 hours on Friday. I woke up Saturday late and I was like, you know what? I didn't have a fever Saturday. I'm okay. I had to go and do a gig in Philly. Can you believe I drove to Philly?
This is what I'm telling you, though. If you have something to go to or you know that you have to get up, you have a pep talk and you go, you're going to need to get the hell up.
I know.
That's what 24-hour flu 2 weeks ago. You got to get up. And you did. And you drove to Philly, which I don't know if driving to Philly would be like a very good remedy for a flu, but you did it.
Well, I like laid in the car. I like sat in the car. Jared drove. But my mom wouldn't let me stay at their apartment. Like full on was like,
well,
that's great.
Not.
We're going to come see your show, but you can't stay here.
But don't come in here affecting my beautiful home.
Literally. I was like, okay. She's like, I mean, you could mask. And I'm like, well, I have to put on makeup. And she's like, well, then you can't stay here. And I was like, okay. And then, so she got me a hotel room, which is very nice.
Not the makeup and mask.
My mom was like, I was like, mom, you don't have to get me a hotel. She's like, no, it's my treat. Please don't come here. And I was like, I'll just drive back to New York. And she's like, no, like it was nice. It was very, everything worked out.
Yeah.
like I lucked out. I really did. I did my shows last night. I lucked out. I don't sound myself yet, but I'm like mountains, you know, away from where I was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to say you sound a little nasally.
A little.
I felt it.
I felt it. Okay, update us. You went to Miami.
I went to Miami to welcome my baby nephew, baby number two. I'm an aunt.
Congratulations. She's an aunt. I've never said aunt before. I say aunt.
What did I just hit?
I'm an aunt girl. You know, you guys say aunt, aunt. Aunt, it just doesn't come out of my mouth. You know what I mean?
It depends on the first letter. So I notice I say Aunt Susie and Aunt Jean for my two aunts.
Wait,
which
really?
Is so weird. Yeah.
You have an aunt and an aunt?
I have both. I'm an aunter and an aunter.
Okay, wow. She covers the whole fucking map.
Aunt Andrea sounds better because my name is Aw, so I say Auntie Andrea.
I'll one-up you. I don't talk to any of my extended family, so I've got nothing right now.
Actually, I have a minor bone to pick, but I totally gave you an okay because you were sick. But Anna goes, how's Miami? I go, oh my gosh, my baby nephew was born. And I'm not going to say the name because it's private to my brother and my sister-in-law. But I sent her these three pictures. I go, this, he weighs this, this is his name. And all you respond is...
What? I think I wrote a nice response.
No. No.
I have a bone to pick too then.
But this... Okay, good. Good, we're picking bones.
I don't like making fun of each other on this podcast. Wait, we used to be friends.
I'm not... Wait, we are. No,
what happened here?
No, you liked the text, which is very sweet. And then you go, congrats, exclamation mark, ha ha. No, like, well, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. No,
can
like,
I see something?
Like,
no, because you wrote, he's got very chunky cheeks. I haven't. So that's a joke. That's like a haha. Like, who says? Because I thought that was funny.
He's a baby with chunky cheeks. He's cute.
Okay, I have a bone to pick.
All she wrote was haha. Congrats.
I'm sorry. What time was that on Friday?
Just 3:30.
I was mid sobbing to my boyfriend
Thursday.
Saying, I don't know
this
what
was Thursday.
To do about
this
tonight.
Was Thursday.
Okay, sorry. No, I was sick. I was doing an audition all of Thursday afternoon, and then I go, I feel hot. And then I take my temperature, and I had 101 fever. And I'm like, no wonder I couldn't get through a fucking take of this audition. I was dying inside.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
congratulations.
No,
he's beautiful and adorable. But here's my bone to pick.
Okay.
I don't think anyone should ever send pictures of newborn babies.
Why? I would only send it to my close friends.
No, of course. But I'm just saying, like, my sister sends photos of her kids all the time. And I'm not a maternal person. So I'm like, oh,
Anna,
so fun.
You show me pictures of your dogs every day.
Dogs are different.
Dogs are different.
Dogs are different.
Okay.
I think newborn babies always look scary.
Okay.
I'm not saying your nephew.
No,
I'm saying a general newborn baby. And come for me, you guys. Fight me. Come for me. Dare you.
I will never... That was like a one-time thing.
I've never held a baby.
Okay.
So let's go there. I've never held a baby.
Can I get some help over here?
So newborn baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Literally, when you sent it, I think I tried to be nice because I was doing this audition and I was like, congrats. And then you said the chunky cheeks and I was like, haha, that's so funny and cute.
True.
That's it. My brain. True. I apologize because
no,
I never
it.
Want to offend you or your family. I love your family.
No, I was so absolutely sweet. Not offended. I just thought it was funny that because I know you're
loving
not maternal.
Full on public fight. Yeah, I think
this is not
new
a fight.
I don't like babies until they're four. You know what I mean?
And like completely, their personalities come out. They're making jokes. My older nephew is two, and it's so fun to play with him because he interacts with you. You can like joke around, and you can totally see his personality. It's so cool at that point. But yeah, like a baby infant, I'm scared to even hold them because they're so delicate.
I've like met people who have had babies and they're like, do you want to hold them? I go, no, I never even held my sister's kids. Like, why would I start with yours? Because I'm emetophobic. So I'm afraid babies uncontrollably like spit up. And to me, that's throwing up and I can't handle that.
Right. When I do get a puppy, I'll be spamming you with the puppy pics because that's,
girl,
that's
amazing. She goes, you show your dog pics. I go, to me, that's another like, that's like apples and oranges, like babies and puppies.
Right.
Although one time I did have a Gerber audition.
For what?
For the mom. And
wow.
And I was at the callback and this was a big fucking national commercial.
This
and I was like,
huge.
Get this, Anna. And I knew the other like three girls who were in at the callback and they were like, yeah, the director's just going to like chat with you for a second first. And I was like, great. And they were like, so are you a mom? And I go, No, but my sister has children. So I believe that makes me an aunt. And then yeah. they go, okay. And I was like, and you know, I'm really good. I was a camp counselor. And then I see them like, just like kind of staring at me. I'm like grasping for fucking straws here.
You're like, one time I held a baby in a dream, something.
And then I go, I got Bobby Flay, my puppy, when he was 8 weeks old, and I raised him from then. So, you know, basically the same thing, you know what I mean? And they looked at me and they're like, okay. And you know, and then I do the sides. I'm like, well, I didn't book that job.
So just because you've never held a baby, or just because you're not a mom, you can't have a Gerber role?
I guess not for this director. I guess this was so long ago. It was like pre-pandemic.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would be a little... I'm sorry.
I'm not maternal. I never wanted kids.
No. I thought this would just be like a really funny conversation on air to have.
Clearly. Clearly. She's like fucking pulling out the receipts. I'm like,
I go, and at 3:25, you responded, ha ha.
And I
what
go,
the hell, Anna?
All right, Dre, do you want to see the results of my flu test when I took it or not?
But I will.
I blame the flu.
No, and I totally gave you a pass. I was like, she must be real sick right now. And you totally were. We got to Miami, and then one day after, both my parents came down with the flu and we were staying in a hotel room.
Oh my God.
I was nurse Andrea. We couldn't even see the baby. It's a movie, and I'm writing a whole effing movie about this.
Oh my God.
The way my mom was wheezing, coughing, she fainted in the hotel room. I had to call 911.
Do you my go mother, to the hospital?
60 years old. She came to, and I'm on the phone with the ambulance people, in 911.
Yeah.
First responders. And they're like, is she talking to you? I go, no, she's fainted. And I'm kind of scared because I've never seen my mom faint before. She took NyQuil and she got up too fast and then totally fell and just completely fell onto the bed. And I was like, mom, oh my God, mom.
Were you guys sharing a room?
We were sharing a room.
Wow.
Two queen beds.
Oh, wow.
Don't recommend it. As a 30-year-old woman.
No, my parents would never let me sleep like in a room.
The way that we're so my dad doesn't close. Know,
I don't think my dad's ever worn a pajama in his life. So like, I can't sleep within the same like.
You're like,
vicinity.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Would never.
No, for me, it is too. I mean, I'm not like. Yeah, like loving
but
it.
Hopefully but your parents stay clothed because mine wouldn't. They'd be like, well, you're in here. Sorry. This is how we live our life.
No, 100%. The only way I didn't get the flu is because I had it 2 weeks ago. I'm pretty sure it was the same kind of sickness. So I avoided it. But I'm sitting there, can't sleep. My mom's coughing. My dad is coughing. God. My mom faints. And then she came too. But that was seriously at that moment. I was like, y'all got to figure this shit out because I will not be here.
That's so bad.
Yeah,
did
I was running
better enough to see the baby
on the last. I left yesterday. So on Sunday, I got to hold the baby and my mom got to hold the baby for the first time. But we were there for a week. So Miami's not the worst place to be hanging out, though. You know, I was going to Puta Vida. I was getting smoothies. I was running around Coral Gables.
Wait, how is holding the baby?
I loved it. But I'm like such a happy aunt. Like I truly.
Are you maternal though? Like when you hold a baby, are you like, I want my own?
I wouldn't say I have like super, super baby fever, but I definitely love being able to. I'm obsessed with how close my family is. And I always looked up to my brother. My brother was kind of a second parent to me. So to see him be a father is. I sort of cried. Like I cried. I cried the first time I held his first baby. And this time I wasn't crying because. There was so much other things going on. I was like, is everybody okay? Is this awkward? Because my mom
has
the flu.
I didn't fucking sleep last night. My mom was hacking a lung up all over me.
Literally.
So I have no emotion right now, but.
Yeah, we were basically having a little infirmary in the hotel room. Yeah, but he's so adorable. He's so cute. And I just hope I get to go down there again.
He is so adorable and so cute. I'm just remembering that fucking text right now. You know, it's just coming back into my brain and I'm like, oh my God.
I wasn't offended at all. I just was like,
cute.
This is so funny. I'll bring this up on the podcast. That's what I thought of. I was like, this will be so good. I got her.
The ha-ha was because of the chunky cheeks. Because, yes, he had chunky cheeks.
He has very chunky cheeks. He was a big boy. He's 8 pounds, 7 ounces, which in baby terms is big. Like, do you know how big you were?
6 pounds, 7 ounces.
Oh, you were a little teeny tiny baby.
So was my brother, and then my sister was like a 14-pound baby or something.
Good God. Wait, was she third?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they start growing. You were petite.
Wait, as you have them, they get bigger?
That's the word on the street, but some people have it different.
Got it.
Like, the first baby will be 7, then 8, and then you keep on getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm the oldest, so I'm the tiniest, little smallest
baby. Yeah, you're the one that, like, stretched out your mom's cervix for the first time.
How much did you weigh?
I was a 7-pounder, which is honestly, like, right in the middle.
I was like, I was 6'7". So yeah. Isn't that like pretty fucking close?
You know? We're pretty close. Pretty My brother close. Was 6. I was 7. If you know, I also was a twin, but I ate the twin in the womb, which I think you know this.
Oh my God, Dre, I forgot about this. My brain just fully no, sorry, went to, you... my brain just went to my big fat Greek wedding.
Yes.
Like where she's like, I had a twin on my neck.
You really were a twin and you ate it in the womb? It's called vanishing twin syndrome.
What the fuck?
No, I honestly, my first special, well, before I ever got there, I wanted to like kind of revolve around vanishing twin syndrome. Be like, I ate that baby.
Wow.
You're really just absorbing the nutrients and the other sac can't survive.
I feel like we need to go into like one of those like, you know, like a... I don't want to say improv class, but like a room full of people where you have to like introduce yourself and say a fun fact about yourself. And you'd be like, hi,
that's
I'm Andrea.
Legit.
I ate my twin in the womb.
And that's always like, my fun fact.
Is it? Mine's, hi, I'm Anna Roisman and I am related to a serial killer.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one too.
We are dark, guys. For cute girls, we are dark as hell.
Yeah, we are. We are really dark. But yeah, Miami was great. The weather. Anyway, so yeah. So from dark yeah, to light.
Sounds it.
So Miami was interesting. No, but you know what? In this day, you can only just be so appreciative for health.
Like, oh, my God.
That's literally what I realized. I said,
yes,
you can get up today.
No, it's so true. I was like worried about Saturday night. I had to do, the gig was, I had to do Joan Rivers for 10 to 15 minutes to open for an 80s cover band that's very popular called Rubik's Cube.
And if you know Anna's Joan, it's a lot on the throat.
I was like, as long as I don't cough, I'll get through. But if I cough, I might have a heart attack on stage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was one of those like, and Jared was there and I was like, if I go down, like, you know, just like storm the stage. You know what I mean?
Like a Wendy Williams situation, like a Heather McDonald.
Yeah.
Just a full on like, and so what I was saying, I'm like, I'm all my meds. Out. I like pop myself full of meds and vitamin C and juice and everything. And I'm like, I'm good to go. And this guy, the guy in the band, they were so nice. The band also shout out to Sherry, Sherry's band Rubik's Cube. She listens to our show. Sherry,
she was like, we're backstage. She has, this show is amazing. You have to go see Rubik's Cube. They're in New York actually this coming weekend, I believe on Saturday at Ulysses downtown. Go see them. They change outfits for every fucking song, which is just like
beyond impressive. Yeah.
They keep mics backstage to like drop backup vocals while they're changing into their next look. You've never seen anything like it.
Oh my God.
And it's so fun. And they're so talented. And Sherry's like talking to me about our podcast, like backstage. I'm like, you have like a 2-hour show ahead of you, you know? And I'm talking to one of the guitarists and he's like, he loves comedy and he knows my impressions or whatever. And he's like, you're Joan. He's like, I'm so excited you're doing it or whatever. He's like, who else do you do again? And I said, Chris Stoner. He's like, do it. And you know, when you're like, oh,
you don't even have to.
You know, when you're putting on, I'm in my Joan wig at the moment. And I'm just trying, my brain is like, you got to just do the show. Just be funny, Anna. You wrote some good jokes. You could just roast Philadelphia. This is where you're from. You could go deep on these people because you're fucking from, you're one of them in a little tiny bit of a way. And I go, hi, doll. And I go, I'm sorry, I can't do it right now. I literally I can't do Chris right now. And I was like, let me do it later.
You know, when you're in full character as somebody else, you go, don't ask me to be another person. I'm not in that mindset.
It was hard. Yeah, it was very hard. But you'll love this. I went out there and people in Philadelphia, I will say this, are still dressed like it's game day. Like,
oh, girl, they're going to be chilling with that for 20. They're going to holding on for that for the year.
This was an 80s night, you know, and it was encouraged to wear like 80s, you know, band t-shirts, 80s clothing, like fucking live it up.
Yeah. Tell
there
me they showed up
fully in Eagles, head to toe Eagles outfits. And I go,
that's how we ride for those birds, dude.
I was like, you girl. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, these girls haven't gone home since the Super Bowl. How much cocaine did you do to make it here tonight? You know, I'm obsessed. My other favorite joke I did, can I tell you it? I said, I love the 80s. The 80s was such a simpler time back then. You know, now we've got COVID, we've got bird flu. Back then, all we had was AIDS.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Thanks. And then I just asked a bunch of people if they had AIDS. You know, simpler time. No.
Wait. You asked people if they had AIDS in the audience?
You know, I did do a little crowd work. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't all like rainbows. You know what I mean?
Are you contaminated? You can't go to Wegmans anymore without a botulism in the lettuce. I mean, what gives?
Yeah, the food is messed up, guys.
Food is messed up. No, I'm not even kidding.
But anyway, Dre, I'm proud that we both survived not only this fight in the first part of this show, but...
And to me, that wasn't a fight. That was a really fun conversation as friends.
I got nervous. I was like, what did I say? Yeah, that is a chunky baby. I don't like these. I was like, what the fuck did I say? I have no recollection of saying anything. I go, how can I say something negative?
No. It just wasn't positive enough.
Here's the thing. I'll say this. We text differently. So like sometimes be like, Andrea, we need to do a promo. You know, our show is March 5th. Just dropping that here right now, guys. March fucking 5th. City Winery. And I'm like, we have to do a promo. And she says down. And I say down. Like, were you not going to be down? Like, we have to do a promo.
Yeah. Down for me. I was like, I'm so down for that. Like down is like given that. And sometimes I respond back to Anna. Okay. Because I think that's the cute.
Okay.
I think that's a cute version of okay, because I can't just text you okay. So sometimes I go, okay. And she's like, what are you, mad at me? I go, no, okay is so cute. It's like a little okay.
In the millennial chart of okays, my friend Gabby, my writing partner, has a lovely chart of what KK, okay, MK.
Ooh, KK. What about okay?
I've never responded to a text with okay.
Because sometimes I be okay. I say, okay, you are okay.
I like that. I'm into it.
Good. I'll do that one over. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, what is KK?
KK I use a lot. Yeah. I don't know. My phone just autocorrects, I guess. I don't know. KK's like, got it. Like a cute. Okay.
Okay. So that's your okay.
I guess so.
That makes sense.
Okay is when I'm like, okay. That's the vibe.
Okay. Yeah. I got to stop using okay. We have to. Now we know each other even deeper.
I got nervous. Yeah.
No.
I get nervous on the okay.
Yeah, I know. I hate to offend. I'm trying to find the last thing.
We have to take a quick break. I got to send Andrea's family like tons of congratulations.
Send us a goddamn balloon here. We just welcomed a baby into the world.
Get me on that fucking family group text. I'm about to blow it up with emojis, okay? I'm about to gif the shit out of them like, you know, Mazel Tov. They'll be like, get the Jew out of here. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We're back.
And I am just catching up on text with your mom, telling her
flu babies, flu twinsies.
Yeah, go, grandma, go.
She hates being sick. Does your mom? Usually moms are really strong. My mom was. She really doesn't get sick like this a lot. So she was like, I can't believe I'm sick. I'm like, Mom, I know you have a strong immune system.
Oh,
I think it's a big flex to say, yo, my immune system is strong AF.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now yours is going to be. You built up resistance.
I hope so. I've been sick a lot this month. It's like enough.
Enough already. We're done with it.
Yeah. Although Jared wore a mask all of Thursday night and Friday in my apartment. And I felt so bad. I'm like, I'm sorry. He's like, I'm just wearing a mask.
It's better than to get sick.
Because he saw the test. So then he was like, bye-bye.
But the test was negative it was just positive for regular flu.
Yeah, negative for COVID.
Yeah. But you still want to, now we have an excuse to just wear, as Joan would say, mask up.
I love it.
She loves it.
I love it.
What do we want to start with first? We got a lot of pop culture to get through.
Yeah, a lot. Well, you know, happy SAG Awards. That was a big one last night. As a member of the union, I want to say congratulations to all the actors.
Yes.
I did tweet, you know what I love about the SAG Awards? Because the award itself is called the actor, and it is an actor. So they're always like, and the actor goes to... this actor.
We got a little different word for this.
Yeah. You know, like, of course the actors were like, well, what should we gift ourselves as awards? Our actors, you know, actors on actors on actors.
Cause the award, what does it look like? It's like a standing person.
Yeah. It's like a standing like actor. Yeah, exactly.
It's an actor.
It's an actor. And the lifetime or life achievement award, they call it, is the, you know, the mask, like the acting face.
That makes a lot of sense. So, see, that I get.
Yeah. I gotta say though, like, did you watch any of it?
I didn't get it. The only thing I saw that went on the clips on Reels was Jane Fonda's speech.
Okay. She was killer. She got the Life Achievement Award. I watched like half of it. Mm-hmm. I want to finish it. Kristen Bell hosted. She was amazing. Kristen Bell can do nothing wrong.
I didn't know that she could sing very well. That was another clip I saw, actually.
Yeah, she started in musicals. I mean, she's the voice of
who?
Of fucking Frozen.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I'm so sorry. That's
Dre.
Kristen Bell.
Are you kidding me? She's made a gadrillion dollars off of Disney by being the voice. What is her name? Anna and... Oh my God, I'm blank on the other character's name.
That's Kristen Bell?
Maybe it is Anna. Anna is her and Elsa is the other one. Sorry, my brain is not... I'm on drugs,
God.
Guys. I'm on tons of cocaine just to get here today.
I am blown away.
Yeah, she did Reefer Madness. She went to NYU. She did a bunch of musical stuff.
Incredible.
And then... She is the so that was her song. So
of course,
she did a like that's parody of it, going like, "Do you want to be an actor?"
The montage of all of those actors was amazing.
It was great.
I really loved it. I love seeing their faces.
It was well written. You know, I feel like the SAG Awards don't get a lot of press. Like,
they don't.
You know, usually they used to be on like TBS, TNT, like they were on like 16 channels, but it was like the ones, the cable channels people didn't really like care about anymore. Mm-hmm. They were like, sorry, I have Netflix now. Now it was on Netflix.
You know why they don't? I feel they don't give a lot of red carpet. They don't have the beautiful E. That
they used
that pool
to.
Camera. What's happening? They lost money?
I don't know. They used to. He used to give the red carpet for SAG Awards. But I'm trying to think. There were some surprises last night, though.
For like who won?
Yeah, Timothée Chalamet took home the actor.
Okay, but he's actually so talented.
So talented and great. But, you know, he's been against Adrien Brody in this race, you know, like for all the like leading up to the Oscars. I feel like these are all kind of like,
yeah,
who got this one? Who got this one? And if someone sweeps every category, you're like, all right, they're probably going to win the Oscar. And he won last night, which was, you know, Adrien Brody's won best actor in the rest of them for The Brutalist. So.
Adrien Brody famously dating Harvey Weinstein's ex.
Wait, not Adrien. Yeah. Adrien.
Yeah.
Brody. My brain.
You're thinking of, I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of Devil Wears Prada boyfriend. I have to speak in terms because
no,
you know
I'm not. I was thinking of, I don't know what I was thinking of, but it wasn't that. Definitely wasn't that. I also thought last night, I thought maybe Zoe Saldana might not win this award. She's beautiful and talented and she deserves all of her accolades, but I really wanted to see Ariana win something.
I know, so did I. I mean, I was shocked at all the other award shows that she didn't take home anything.
I mean, Zoe has swept in this category. She has gotten
which is shocking because the movie has gotten so much backlash. So you think the actors would be penalized for that, but they're not.
They're not. I still have to see it. Every time I see it, they're all like touching their boobs and they're all like, we are Emilia Perez. And I'm like, what is happening?
Penis on vagina and vagina on penis. As soon as I saw that, I go, I'm going to see myself out.
Yeah, I don't know. And I know. Don't get it, but they got the most nominations of any other movie.
Yeah, no, it's shocking. I don't really get it either.
I don't know. They did really funny bits last night, though. I will say when they, you know how they introduce all the like casts, like Conclave, they did a Gossip Girl thing. She, you know, Kristen Bell is the voice of Gossip Girl. Obviously, she's famous for that. And
I got to look up Kristen Bell's IMDb. All right.
Veronica Mars, do you know she's had a huge career?
No, I never thought she didn't. I just didn't know that she's really started with musicals.
Oh, yeah. She's a singer.
Amazing.
But she did Gossip Girl like XO. You know, she was like doing the like text or whatever.
Yes.
Like, hey, guys, it's your girl. It's Gossip Girl. Blah, 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 blah. And it was about Conclave because they were like coming to the stage, you know, Gossip Girl 2.0. It's the cast of Conclave. And I was like, oh, yeah, that so is because it is like,
yeah,
that movie is like, let's gossip about each other so no one can become the Pope. Anywho.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else. Fashion of the night.
I loved a lot of looks.
The looks were great. Didn't you love Kiki Palmer repurposing Jamie Lee Curtis's 1986 Chanel black velvet gown?
That was the one thing that went on my story. I said two goddesses, Jamie and Kiki. You guys know I'm obsessed with Kiki.
I was showing it around at my show last night. I was like passing my phone around like, look.
Yeah.
And I thought I posted it and I didn't, but I was staring. It was like my whole feed last night and it was like so good.
The comparison?
Yeah. She looked amazing. And Jamie looked amazing. Jamie was like the Wicked Witch of the West and like this big like furry.
She don't age.
You know, she really showed up, you know?
I love when you do Jamie. She's got to be in our rotation more.
She's so iconic. She is a scream queen. She has made her money doing the horror movies and she won't stop. No, she won't. I love doing her. I need to do her better.
She's goofy.
Demi in leather.
I saw mixed reviews online about.
I think she looks cool as hell. I do think the dress is a little big on her. I'll say that.
There was Okay, yeah. I mean, I think this is a little bit more sleek and refined for the SAG Awards, but I think it was fun.
I think SAG Awards are like wear whatever. Everyone wore black. Literally everyone wore black. It's they were true. Like, it looks more in the end of this industry. Let's fucking all wear black to this.
Yeah, no. Like truly legit. What else did I have on my story? I just had a couple.
Oh, I wanted to say another surprising moment I thought was when Only Murders in the Building won for best ensemble for a comedy, which is like, honestly, here's the thing. You know how I feel about The Bear being a comedy. It honestly only leaves me stressed. So I don't find it to be very comedic or funny.
Everybody says it.
And so Selena Gomez went up there. Do you know that Steve Martin and Martin Short were not there because they all got COVID at the SNL 50 last weekend?
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, Steve Martin literally posted on Instagram, was like, got to cancel my shows tonight. Don't know if you heard, but like Maya Rudolph, Marty and I got COVID last weekend at SNL 50.
Something, a lot was going around. You can only imagine just all the stars. So everybody's sick or whatever after party you went to determined your health diagnosis.
So classic. Selena went up to get the award with the rest of the cast. And she was like, this is crazy. We never have won ever for this because it's usually hacks.
Yeah.
If it's not The Bear. Mm-hmm. So it was, I thought I was cool. I was like, yeah, you know what? They have Steve Martin and Martin Short. Like,
yeah.
That's a funny fucking cast. Molly Shannon was in this season. Like, that's a funny fucking cast.
That is true. By the way, side note, Selena Gomez's and Benny Blanco's recent interviews together have given me the ick.
Why?
It's like, I don't even know, dude. No, Benny.
You just turned into Tom Sandoval.
I don't even know, dude. It's just the ick, man. It's just the interview. Okay, one question and then I'll get back to the topic. But he was asked who would play Selena in a biopic. He goes, I don't know. And then he just gave back the answer that Selena said for him. And I just go, what a cop out. Like, use your creativity. You have a beautiful girlfriend, fiance, you're just going to give back the answer?
You gotta. Here's why.
You don't want to be offended.
Yeah, I've been on a podcast before where I've been asked to say this question of someone else.
Right.
And they were super offended by who I said, thinking I picked someone who I thought was funny, talented, beautiful. Right. I was like, oh, this person kind of embodies you. And they were like, are you fucking kidding me? I hate that person. And I was like, I think he was like, I want to stay engaged to Selena Gomez, so I'm just not going to answer this question.
Yeah. And I really wish I had this clip saved because I don't know. They're bodily. You're right.
Will you probably post it on the Instagram for all of us?
I will. I'm going to find it because I was just getting. So back to Selena accepting the award by herself.
Well, with everyone who was there, but it wasn't. She goes, Marty Steve and Martin. Steve aren't here. She goes, because they don't care.
That's funny, girl.
It was good. I'm trying to think. Kieran Culkin won. He's amazing in that movie. I mean, he is the moment. Honestly, I was stressed watching him accept an award, though, because he literally went up there and was like, I didn't prepare anything. And then just kind of like talked. And you were like, he's like, 15 seconds. I haven't said a single thing yet. So
I'm getting a little deja vu with the speeches, though. He's always like, oh, no, I never prepare anything here.
No, but then he was like, how heavy.
It's always funny.
He kept talking about how heavy the award was. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because then that was the theme of the night. Literally everyone who won was like, so heavy. That award is so heavy. I don't
know
what to say.
Act like you've been here before, people. I probably would have said the same thing. Let's be honest.
I'm trying to think if there's... Oh, and then Jane Fonda was amazing. You know,
she also looked incredible.
She is 87 years old and she fucking got up there and used her platform and was just like, humanity is fucked. Do something about it. Global warming, the administration, everyone should be fucking scared right now.
Yeah.
And use your power to do something. And I was like, damn, if only I can be that cool at 87.
Same. Do you think she has a teleprompter?
Yeah. Because it was a Lifetime Achievement Award. So you get to like put your speech up there.
Great. Because the way that I was impressed, I really thought she was reading that from memoria.
No.
Wasn't it? But she did it really well.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she went off, you know, maybe she had a list. Who knows what it was, what she wanted prompted. But like, you know,
she spoke from the heart.
It was great.
Yeah, I could tell.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus introed her. If you haven't listened to their podcast together on Julia Louis-Dreyfus, it's a really good one. Like she interviews women older than her, wiser and older than her.
Wiser and older.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's my SAG Awards recap, you know?
Yeah. And the reason why you couldn't watch TLC, your woman's new show, is because you're busy watching SAG and you had two shows.
Yeah. I could not watch our new show.
Eladia Baldwin is here in studio with us, you guys.
Did you see in Times Square?
No, what's in Times Square, Ilaria?
We took siete niños and the six nannies, and we went, and our photo is up in Times Square for TLC, the Baldwins.
You've really made it. You're on a billboard in Times Square.
It's like my little, if you could tell myself in Majorca when I was like 8 years old, yeah. You know, like I would be in Times Square, New York City. I'd be like, ay, that is so excitados, you know, it's like.
Ay, Dios mío.
Dios mío, yeah.
You've really made it.
Thank you.
First episode was out last night and then every Sunday coming up.
I think so.
On the winning TLC. This is
just
crazy.
Just after my 600-pound sisters. The Baltimore.
I love it. You can catch everything on TLC, guys. It really is the learning channel. It is. So happy.
I forgot that's what it stood for. My brain was like, oh.
Isn't it weird, though? You would have never thought. The learning channel. What are you learning about? Obesity.
What are you learning about?
I'm telling you.
A rich Baldwin family.
The Baldwins. Yeah. How do they do it, folks?
Wait, my world. I have to tell you one thing that happened yesterday. My world was rocked upside down. Kris Jenner. Did you see this? Maybe it's still up there.
No.
Kris Jenner, queen of reality, posted on her stories, so proud of Hilaria and Alec Baldwin on the new show on TLC.
What?
And I see her post this, and then I see Hilaria repost it, and I go, my little body can't handle this right now. My frail body can't handle this post right now.
Now, who are you more excited in character as, Kris or Hilaria?
I think Hilaria, but I think I just didn't know they were friends or connected at all, but you know.
So how much did Alec shell out to get a little promo from Kris?
Who knows, you know.
Because in what world, where have they crossed paths?
Maybe he texted like, hey, you know, you put your family on TV, hello. I'm putting mine on TV, like, well, you maybe want to post it.
Remember when he did that post about his wife getting a million followers? She's just shy of a million followers. If you could like
show
and comment. Please do it.
How many followers does she have though? Now that's because that's
it would really make her birthday special. Like what, Alec? Now we're begging people to follow. What's happening here?
Her. Let's see how many she has because that post worked for a day. I think he bought them for her birthday, and then you know once you buy followers, they dwindle. She's at 974K. Come on, get more followers. No. But the family did go to Times Square.
Oh, that's adorable. I'm watching the clip.
Oh,
okay. That is a huge backspin. Flash that they got. Wow.
That's pretty insane. Honestly, I just can't wait for these kids. Episode 6, I hope they wake up in the morning and they're like, hold on, we have a bone to pick.
Yeah.
We're white. What the fuck? Have you guys been fucking lying to us this whole time?
My name is freaking Michelangelo and we're like freaking 100%.
Yeah.
English.
I didn't know blonde hair and blue eyes didn't mean from Spain? No.
Why does my mommy have a Spanish accent?
That's a lie. I think you can be blonde and blue eyes from Spain, but it is
funny. You 100%
can. It is.
But yeah.
There was one thing I saw, one quote I saw that Alec said. He's yelling at Hilaria on the episode saying, I can't understand you. You're English. You're speaking in English like you have a Spanish cadence.
That was crazy.
That'll spark a couple of comments, you know?
Yeah. I like how they delicately prance around the topic of culturally appropriating, but they don't really say it.
Correct. Yes.
We're all thinking it. The elephant in the room.
He even does say she's from Spain.
Yeah. It's like, when are we going to, when's the jig up?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if it's ever going to be up because they got a whole season filmed. So
yeah.
Who knows?
I have two things to say. One,
let's go.
A lot of hearts are broken in America. Yesterday and today, it was recently announced that Frank Catania, which is Real Housewives of New Jersey, Dolores Catania's son, beautiful man.
Okay, but I only know Dolores Catania from Traitors season 3.
Right, that's her recent project.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Teresa's friend, Dolores. They're Patterson sisters, yeah.
Yeah.
So her son proposed to his longtime girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Congrats. Am I giving nice?
No, this is what you say. This is what you say, congrats. Ha ha. Okay? Because we're not happy. We're happy for him, but we're not because he really was the love of my life. But, and I've told Dolores multiple times, I go, when's your son? When are your son and me?
Well, you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. But like, Frank
she's probably
is,
like, girl, I see your photos of you and your boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. She's like, Frank is happy. But just imagine, last name Catania, Andrea Giuliana Catania. I mean, it's got a nice ring to it.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot, but she sounds exotic.
It sounds funny.
But she sounds like she's from somewhere cool. Okay. So Frank Catania, so happy for you. Also, he proposed to her in a church. A lot of people were confused at this proposal.
Yeah, I would think that's a wedding, right?
Isn't it looks like a wedding. She was wearing a white dress.
Oh.
The ring is huge. The rock is big.
Oh, well, you know.
And then the parents were all in a church together. I go, what is this? A baptism?
Well,
a wedding?
It was a wedding.
A confirmation? Like, what is this? Very Italian.
You know, I feel like with celebrities, they like to like fuck with you. Like maybe they got engaged 6 months ago and then they got married. So they're like, let's just announce it all like an engagement. We'll, and then we'll have the party later, you know. Blah,
right.
Blah.
Right.
I don't know. Was it confirmed like what it was or no?
I mean, she just kept showing off the ring and then all the outlets are like, Frank and Tanya is engaged. Sorry, women.
Sorry, that was pretty much
it. You guys, if you don't know what he looks like, he really is. Dolores and Frank, despite Frank cheating on Dolores while she was in her third trimester with their baby girl.
Oh, that's mean.
That's horrible. So that's like the big storyline. And she basically raised the kids with Frank's help for their whole childhood.
Okay.
But she never got back with Frank. But their son, Frankie Jr., beautiful specimen of a man. I mean, just...
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I really thought when you were talking, I thought you were going to bring up Luigi Mangione.
And that's my next Italian man that I need to talk about.
Yeah. I watched on Friday when I had my sick day, I watched him in court.
With those loafers in shackles.
Yeah. He was like straight up like out of a J. Crew ad. Like just like.
No, who dressed the man? You know, he requested from his mom. He goes, Mom, I need you to bring my loafers today.
I need the maroon cashmere. I need loafers, no socks. We're going to show a little ankle.
I didn't know what he was in court for, so I did have to look this up. But alleged CEO killer Luigi Mangione returned to court.
When you said I didn't know what he was in court for, I'm like, Dre, he killed a man.
Allegedly. I'm writing for my man. Okay, I'm writing him letters.
I don't know that he did it. I got to be honest. Those photos of the guy who they had.
Are you going to bring up the eyebrow conspiracy?
Yeah, I think it is different. You know? You think this guy had time to go and get a wax in between?
You're right. He was actually chilling in a Burger King, having himself a meal.
I don't know. Or I think he wants to take the heat for it. I think he wants to be the one responsible.
Baby, you know he does with them loafers.
Yeah, he's ready for it.
He's so ready.
Okay, I didn't mean to stop you. What are you reading us?
I was just reading. I didn't realize, but he was back in court for a brief appearance during which his attorney said there are very serious issues with some evidence. The afternoon appearance in Manhattan Supreme Court is his first hearing since his arraignment on the state charges when he pleaded not guilty. So I guess he just had to come in because the lawyer was saying that there's some problems with his court case.
Mm.
The evidence is not showing.
Got it.
So, I mean, I don't know. Still think he didn't do it, though?
I don't know. No, I mean, I think he did it. I think he was part of it. I don't know if he was the one that pulled the trigger.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there were multiple people. There had to have been multiple people involved. It seemed too
easy,
you know?
Yeah.
Too easy.
I still can't tell, but I am excited for the court case. I think it's going to be very...
Is it going to be televised?
I don't know.
Mm. I just saw like, I mean, they're missing out if it's not, you know, like that.
Yeah.
A bunch of people are going to tune in for that.
Oh, my God. Reminded me, P. Diddy, one of his six lawyers.
Yeah.
Bowed out.
Mm.
And they said, I simply cannot represent my client anymore, which is like,
yeah, he seems like a difficult client.
100%
to have to work with.
Lawyers were weighing in. And a lot of people thought because of the things were so obscene and disgusting that the lawyer didn't want to help anymore. But it really came down to the fact that the client, a lot of lawyers were piping in and they said that he's probably such a difficult, like you're saying, client to work with. They just simply, he was like, I'm not dealing with this anymore.
Ugh, that's tough.
Damn, yo, I would be the best, honestly. I'd be like, I'd be giving them meals every day. I'd be paying them overtime. Help me be free.
Help me help you. I wanted to say when I was watching the news on Friday, like the Luigi Mangione stuff was on. And then right after we got a little Menendez brothers update.
God damn, just those rich ass.
They were like, let's
beautiful.
Go from one hot, you know,
convicted felon to another.
To the next. And they like did a podcast recently. I'm like, wait, you can guest on a podcast from jail? Like, okay.
The freedoms that these people have? No, seriously.
They're like, tonight on E! News, like, we've got the podcast that, the, you know, the Lyle, not Lyle, who's the other one?
I can't remember. The Menendezes. The Menendezes.
Yeah, the younger one was on. I was like, what?
Lyle and Ben. Lyle and Carl. What is his name?
No.
Eric.
Duh.
From the rafters. Kris Jenner knows Eric.
She did.
He used to come over to play tennis with your father.
Didn't he really? Oh, my God. He must have been great from doubles. I do love that that's her connection.
I knew him in the 80s. One of my favorite things that you do as Chris is referencing how you know somebody.
Always.
Like one time I said that somebody was giving a gift that Tibetan monks made. And you're like, oh my God, I used to go see the Tibetans, the monks, and I go way back. Like it just kills me. It's
Kris
so funny.
Kris Jenner is probably the most connected person in Hollywood. No, you know?
So true. And it's such a funny little bit that you add in there.
Thank you.
I love a book. Thank you. No, I really do. I love that part of the whole bit.
Thank you. Yeah.
Gabby.
Sliving.
Paris. I'm trying to do
sometimes
your Paris.
You like to guess the characters.
Sliving.
Oh my God. We should do it. It's easy though, I think, if we did a guessing.
What game. That's true. Well, Gabby and Paris together.
Paris just celebrated her birthday.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was awesome. Does she still look 20?
She looks amazing. Did you see the video of her son saying fuck?
No.
Oh, it's so
he's
good.
He's already old enough to say the F word. What?
On TikTok, they're like having a moment and it looks like such a sweet mother-son moment. And then this kid looks up and he goes, fuck. And
she's to
like,
the camera?
And she goes, did you hear that? And whoever's filming goes, yeah, it's on camera. Maybe it's her husband. And then he says it like four more times because she's laughing so hard. She's like laughing and he's like, fuck. He's like eating applesauce and he's like, fuck. I'm like, this kid.
Where did he learn that?
You know?
From Aunt Nicole.
We learned fuck early because my parents used to say fuck all the time.
I don't remember hearing bad words.
Oh my God.
Or knowing that it was a bad word. You know, you just like hear things and you're a sponge, so you say it back, but I didn't realize it was a bad word.
That's probably how he is right now. He's saying fuck like four times and she's like cracking up.
It's definitely Kathy Hilton who just slipped a couple of fucks. She's like, what?
I don't know. She's like, who wants to have a fucking present?
I got you some fucking gifts.
Yeah, you fucking little kids, get the fuck over here. Listen, we have to end this episode, but can I give you a quick Love is Blind? Are you guys?
I'm not watching Love is Blind. I'm watching Traitors and Severance. Okay.
I'm watching Love is Blind, White Lotus, SAG Awards, and I guess eventually the TLC Baldwins, you know, my lineup.
SAG Awards.
But can I just say, I blew through the new episode. I never get to watch the new Love is Blind.
Oh, you blow away, but, you know, you when blow
I was,
through.
When I was sick, I had to blow through them on Friday.
She was blowing a lot of things.
I was blowing everything
blowing
out.
Blowing noses.
Oh, wait, I did. You know what I did for the first time in like a year? I sat in the shower. That's how sad I was. And I just like let the steam like hit me.
And you know what's so crazy? You know how your iPhone will go featured photos? I have the photo you sent me of you in the shower eating oranges back when that was a trend. I go, what the f-? If somebody saw that, that was a trend eating clementines or oranges?
Oranges in the shower. I don't understand. I was like, I could eat an orange. No, not in the shower.
If somebody didn't know the context, they would think I have a full-on fetish for women in the shower eating fruit. I'm not kidding, because the way your eyes are closed, your hair is wet, dripping down your...
This is hair, hot, right?
Dripping down your clavicle.
See, the other day I was just like sitting there in the shower being like, will this help me breathe if I sit here for a while?
You should have sent me another picture. You know that's my thing.
It was bad. It was bad.
Wow.
But I blew through Love is Blind. Let me say, so they dropped 6 episodes the first time. Now we got 3. I don't understand this order.
What in the God's name is it? Yeah, what?
So now they're in Honduras, you know, for the honeymoon phase.
Oh my God, they chose Honduras. Interesting. Okay.
And shout out. My best friend lives there. And I have to say, though, these couples, no one likes each other. Like, it is so obvious that no one.
Yeah, that's why I can't watch the show. I go, we're literally watching two people that can't stand each other.
No one likes each other.
And they're forced to make out and be like, you don't wanna touch me tonight?
No, but this one guy who I just dropped a video as Dave. If you guys have seen Dave, he's the walking red flag. Literally, he thought he was so cool getting in all the pods, being like, so what's wrong with you? Huh? Hey, you're on a dating show. What's wrong with you? What's been wrong with you?
Like, let's take a look in the mirror, Dave. Yeah. Obviously, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, no, everything's wrong with Dave. It's beyond. She goes, so how'd your last relationship end? Literally, he goes, well, I cheated on her, and but I'm over it. I wouldn't do that anymore. You know, when I go to Vegas, I'm not going to talk to women. They all come up to me.
Famous last words.
He's also not hot at all, so he's talk.
That is what gets me. When these men have the audacity.
Beyond.
Where do you get it from?
But I do have to say, he hasn't had sex yet. So the entire time he's in Honduras, he like goes up to everyone else and he's like, hey, can I ask you a question?
Oh my God.
Have you guys had sex yet? And like Jared and I like,
I want to make sure that I'm not the only one here.
It's almost like if you're watching it, guys, take a shot every time he asks someone if they've had sex yet, because he's clearly struggling with his own. He's like, you know, we haven't, but like, it's all up to her. It's all, but have you guys had it yet? Cause like, I'm just wondering if something's wrong in my relationship.
just want to check on the, get the pulse here. Are we, yeah. You having sex? Not that I care.
I just want to say, run, Lauren, run. This girl, Lauren, get the fuck out of there, girl.
You see the signs, stop ignoring them.
Yeah. No, because they want to be on a show. They want it to succeed so bad that they like settle, you know, in like 3 weeks. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Troublesome.
Anyway, that's it. You know, if you haven't watched it, go watch it and support my videos because I'm waiting for Love is Blind to pay me. I just want you to know, people comment and say, I don't watch the show until I see your videos. And I say, that means Netflix owes me a check.
Guys. That's true. You're getting people to watch. You're bringing in audiences.
And then they're like, the season's so bad. I just want to watch the videos. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
The video, honestly, that's what makes it even more fun.
Yeah.
Because we're making fun of it. That's why I love doing Carolyn and Tom together.
That was
from the Traitors because it is so funny.
It is fun. Guys, wait, we got to release those videos. They're too good.
Yeah, no, I know. We're behind on our YouTube, so we're getting up to it. By the way, March 5th, once again, you got to buy tickets. City Winery, March 5th, Wednesday. I was going to go to the website, but you can just find it in our bios.
Instagram, find it.
Everything.
Go to City Winery's website. It's going to be a fun night. We should have a surprise guest or two, and we're going to do some impressions. We're going to do this shit live. So come support us.
I might fight live.
I don't want to fight live.
I thought it was funny. It's for the views.
I'm going to show up with a big gift for her nephew.
It's adorable. I'll show up with gifts. I also feel like an aunt for your puppies.
Oh my God. I don't even treat them like children.
I know. You're right.
Jared goes yesterday, when's the last time you walked the dogs? I said, I was sick. I can't tell you the last time I walked the dogs. All right, we got to end this episode. But, oh, and I announced a show today. I'm doing Joe's Pub April 1st. Please come.
Yeah.
Please come April 1st.
Joe's Pub.
April Fool's Day. I might not even do a show. Who knows? It's April Fool's Day.
It's all one big joke. We love you. Hope you don't get sick. Feel better. Kisses.
Bye.